A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau? Just like that. Lowest prices? Just like that. No solicitation? Just like that. Buying or selling? Just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that. You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
Rocky Mountain News Network, I'm Kristen Thoburn. Yesterday in a press conference, Governor Jared Polis says Colorado's moving three-day positivity rate for COVID-19 testing has exceeded 5%. That number has been readily identified as a threshold that indicates a need for greater oversight and intervention. Just yesterday, there were more than 1,000 new cases of the virus statewide, and the one-day positivity rate was 6.4%, which Polis called very alarming. There's currently 290 people being treated in Colorado hospitals for the virus, but the governor says he's concerned if those numbers don't go down quickly, that hospitals could reach or exceed capacity. He says the state is currently at a critical juncture with rising cases ahead of the holiday season, when families are likely to gather in larger groups. Polis says he will again extend the state's mask mandate and continues to urge other precautions like hand washing and social distancing. The finance senatorial debate between incumbent Republican Cory Gardner and Democratic challenger John Hickenlooper was held last night on the CSU campus in Fort Collins.
The debate concluded with yes or no questions. The big one, they know each other well, and does each believe his opponent is moral and ethical? Gardner went first.
I have grave concern with Governor Hickenlooper.
It's a yes or no question, sir.
I have grave concern about his contempt, how he can stand in front of us and say there are only two
charges.
We're
not going to filibuster the yes or no. Thank you. Mr. Hickenlooper, do you believe that Mr. Gardner is a moral and ethical man?
Yes.
Each candidate was asked the same about the nation's current chief executive.
Do you believe that President Trump is a moral and ethical man, Mr. Hickenlooper?
No.
Mr. Gardner?
Yes, I wish he would be more specific.
Thank you.
In his communications to the American people.
Neither of the two Senate candidates have ever lost an election. 3 weeks from now, someone will lose, and I'm Jim Williams.
The Cameron Peak fire near Fort Collins had a flare-up last night due to high gusting winds, causing some new evacuations there. Windy and dry conditions today will continue to cause dangerous fire conditions across much of the state. I'm Kristen Thoburn.
Get your West on in Wyoming's Carbon County. You'll find hot springs, cold streams, wide open spaces, and scenic places. Hit your reset button. Choose your own adventure. Explore our beauty in your vehicle, on bike or beast. Retire to a cozy cabin or a luxury lodge. Whatever the West means to you, you'll find it in Carbon County. Visit WyomingCarbonCounty.com for activity ideas, lodging options, and safe travel tips. Now is the time to get your West on.
Are you worried about credit card debt building up? It may be time to consolidate that debt with a mortgage refinance. You can save up to $1,000 a month without starting your term over, but only if you choose Colorado's own American Financing. Get started on your custom loan today by calling 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Or visit AmericanFinancing.net. American Financing. NMLS 182334. Regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number one.
Culturally, the golden rule is treating others as you want to be treated. But financially, the golden rule is those that have the gold make the rules. When you retire, make sure you can write your rules. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Hi folks, this is Luke Lefevre with Alpine Arborist Professional Tree Care. The real bailout is hiring local companies and supporting small businesses here on the Front Range. We are a small family business in Thornton, Colorado. We have ISA certified arborists on each crew. Hire us for all your tree care needs. See us on the web at alpinetreepros.com or call us at 720-470-6101. Call or text. We accept all forms of payment, including gold and silver. alpinetreepros.com, 720-470-6101.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town.
Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont. Or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Oh, by the way, I've cracked the code. I figured out the shadow organizations and the Illuminati know that they're finally primed for world domination. And soon you've got black helicopters coming across the border, puppet masters for the new world order. Be aware, there's always someone that's watching you, and still the government won't admit they fake a whole moon landing. Thought control race, psychotronic scanning, don't mind that. I'm protected cause I made this hat from aluminum foil.
Foil.
Where I had this foil lined, in case an alien's inclined to probe your butt or read your mind. Looks a bit peculiar.
Peculiar.
Seems a little crazy. But someday
I'll prove
there's a big conspiracy.
Welcome to Open Forum Wednesday. I'm Kara, and this is my show, Brain Cleavage. Wow, brain cleavage. What a concept, right? People hear that, and they're like, what? Oh, that's kind of interesting, a little unique. Yeah, what does it mean? Well, you know, it's just mainly it gets your attention, and then it points us to the human intellect. And I always say that brain cleavage is where our thinking is robust always and intelligence is never artificial. So that's the standard here at brain cleavage. And in the world that is becoming more and more dominated by data, artificial intelligence, and the use of genetics and things like that, it's really important to make sure that we continue to assert our human intelligence into that equation, or humanity may just get lost in the whole mess. So again, welcome to Brain Cleavage. I have a unique program for us today, and today we're going to be talking about the concept of fate, and we'll get more specific than that, but let's start out just talking about for a moment this concept of fate. Fate is what brought you here today. Fate is what has you listening to this radio station right now, this very moment. So what does some of the writers in the world have to say about fate? Well, here's one. Fate is like a strange, unpopular restaurant filled with odd little waiters who bring you things you asked for or you never asked for, and who sometimes bring you things you never asked for and don't really like. That was by Lemony Snicket's. Jack, you're a youngster. You probably read Lemony Snicket's when you were little, did you? Did you ever read Lemony Snicket's? He's a children's author. You know, I'm not real familiar with him, but yeah, come on the air with us. I thought you might know this guy, and that's kind of an interesting quote. But you never read Lemony Snicket's in school?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever read that before.
Who were the authors that you remember reading when you were a little kid?
Ooh, I don't know. Probably like the only thing I really read was Dr. Seuss.
Oh, he's timeless. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's always good.
And there's always those kid books I read, but I never remember the authors. But
sure,
you know, Huckleberry Finn or those kind of stuff.
Mark Twain,
yes.
Yeah. That's good. They still haven't kicked Mark Twain out of the public schools then, huh?
I don't think so.
Very good. Let me have you stay on the air for a second. I've got a couple more. These are different authors, not children's authors, but let's see what you think of these quotes. Fate leads the willing and drags along the reluctant. That's by Seneca. That's a really old quote.
Hmm.
Kind of thought-provoking, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It leads the willing and drags along the... So in other words, fate, we really don't have a choice on fate, do we?
No.
It just is, right? How about this one? Fate means seeing the hand of God move clearly through your life, even with your eyes closed. And that one is Rusty Fisher. So it, maybe sometimes in retrospect you see it more clearly than you do beforehand, right?
Yeah.
So do you think that you're here at KHNC running the boards and being an adult, basically, board operator? Do you think that's by fate or by chance?
Maybe fate, because I don't know, things just happen this way, and my dad got this radio station and got this job, and I just kind of came here, and at the time, you know, I was playing around with music stuff and getting good at all this stuff, so I think it's fate. I think it just was kind of meant to happen.
Yes, I agree with you, and you do a great job, by the way, producing our shows during the week, and I want to thank you.
Well, you're welcome. I have lots of fun during it.
That's great. Well, thank you again, Jack, for jumping in there for a minute. We appreciate it.
For sure.
And really, that's what I wanted to say about fate. As it relates to KHNC, that's the whole purpose of what the context is that I want to put fate into today. Because fate basically, all of our fates are composed of the experiences, the circumstances, and the choices that we've made in our lives. And it all just sort of mysteriously works together, but it's not chance. It's got a purpose behind it. We will probably understand that purpose eventually someday, but when it's happening, we don't always understand it until oftentimes later, more in hindsight. But we can know that there is kind of an invisible hand, if you will, the hand of God that is at work. And that, I think, is especially important and prevalent in this radio station. And I want to talk today about how fate has orchestrated the intersection of all of our lives. So, I mean, the intersection of all the people that are on-air personality people at KHNC and the listening audience. And someone that is very important to me as a very dear friend has also been intersected into my life by fate. And I've invited him to join today as well to talk about fate and to talk about how fate has worked in our lives individually, to share more personal information about each one of us, because as you know the people who are behind the microphone a little bit better, I think it helps to appreciate even more what they try to do and bring out each week as they come before the listening audience. So we want to just sort of have a conversation today about who we are, what that means about our fate, your fate, and the fate that lies ahead for all of us as we are brought together by this this vehicle of this radio station, KHNC. So the dear friend that I'm introducing is Etheric Dave. Dave, welcome to Brain Cleavage.
Good morning, Kara. Glad to be here. And what a happy fate this has been.
Yes, it has. So we're going to start with you when we come back, and we'll just kind of go back and forth. It's just going to be a fun conversation today, and I'll invite everybody to come back and join us 2 minutes from now after this break on Brain Cleavage, 1360 AM, KHNC.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
Hello, I'm Dr. Maria Kurchevskaya, co-owner of Front Range Academy of Music, or FRAM for short. I have over 20 years' experience studying, performing, and teaching piano in Russia and the U.S. We offer lessons in piano, trumpet, and cornet, as well as group lessons in music theory and history. To learn more, please visit our website, www.fr-am.com. Contact us to give your child the gift of music today.
Cleaning out your garage or basement and not sure what to do with those old books, records, or cassette tapes? Then call the Bazaar Bazaar in Fort Collins at 970-484-1699. They buy, sell, trade record players, turntables, amplifiers, receivers, and vintage radios, working or not. They're your one-stop shop for books, music, stereos, you name it, they got it. Check out FortCollinsBazaar.com or call 970-484-1699, located at 1014 South College in Fort Collins, 970-484-1699.
Hi, I'm Tom McGuire with Maxcom Corporation. Today's telecommunications networks are focused on improving the customer experience. Maxcom has developed a new fiber tap to reduce and eliminate customer downtime while troubleshooting and testing the network. The device maintains signal continuity to subscribers while providing a test port for troubleshooting. Check us out at www.maxcomcorp.com.
Enter promo code KHNC when shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. That's promo code KHNC.
That's right. People need to be free. They were born to be free. They were created to be free. And that's what we speak about on this show every week. So, Etheric Dave, regarding fate, you certainly think that it was probably fate that brought you to KHNC, do you not?
Oh, absolutely. It was an interesting path that brought us here. And we were engaging in a lot of conversations before all this radio broadcasting stuff started, a very spiritual path, and this is just one more step along the way. I'd done a lot of radio with Steve Starrs back last time the presidential election was going on, and there's a long story leading up to that. And when I was talking with Steve, he was telling me about how he was volunteering on this open forum program in Colorado. I'm like, ah, well, that's my home area. You know, so I was like, you know, we only got 98 shows when we did Lightspeed. And I was thinking, you know, we need to do at least two more shows so we can get an even 100 under our belt. And we never really looked back after that. It's been a real interesting journey. I'm glad to be here.
I am too. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad you're here. Let's talk about Steve for a second. I know he's not here, but maybe if he's listening in, he may choose to call in or pop on. Because I think that Steve is a really outstanding person. And my understanding is that he worked for a major television station in the Denver area originally. So he is a bona fide journalist. Has experience as a journalist, and because he really saw the way that journalism was going, you know, many years ago already, and has really gone off the deep end up to this point, he decided that, you know, that just didn't fit with his values and his standards, and then he kind of gravitated away from that and into what we might call alternative media. You could call KHNC an alternative media source. It's an independent media source, which is a good thing. And, you know, we all know that over 90% of the media is owned by only 6 corporations now. So it's really a big deal to be an independent media source. And we really give a lot of kudos and accolades to our owner, Joe Jaquint, for keeping our station independent and also allowing everybody to have a free voice. But he does not censor us. He does not tell us what to say. He does not try to control what his radio show hosts have to say, and it's truly, you know, an expression of the First Amendment. And I want to, you know, I know our listeners realize that, but it bears repeating from time to time that this is truly an expression of our constitutional freedoms. And that's one reason that I love being here at KHNC. But tell me a little bit more about Steve. You know him better than I do. I'd love to hear you say more about, you know, his background and where he's been and what he's doing now. And that fits with what you and I are doing today, too, to share more about ourselves.
Yeah, I'm not going to go too far back because he's better equipped to tell you about that. But he was a news anchor for a while here in Colorado. And like you said, he decided to get the heck out of the corporate media and has been doing a lot of independent media. So we like to call that independent media because they try to put a stigma on alternative. Now, this is the independent media. And what you said about KHNC and Joe, God bless you, Joe. Thank you for this platform. This is exactly spot on. Mm-hmm. Steve did his documentary about AIDS. And he was very much into research on that to get to the bottom of what a fiction that was. And you can get that at AIDSfraudvideo.com. And of course, we talked about that quite a bit. So if you've been listening to our open forum, you know a lot about that. We started to do some of the first radio in the Revolution Broadcasting days with Ray Powell back in New Mexico, oddly enough. And then when that all kind of went, you know, south, Bob Tuscan's show, you know, got on RBN, and Steve was kind of, you know, with Bob, and
I wouldn't say sidekick, but he was helping, you know, fill in and adding to the Bob Tuscan show. When I was in there, I was doing a lot of radio with Bob, and then we got to know each other pretty good. Bob started having internet problems. I started filling in for him a lot more and started having Steve on and our late friend John. And then the opportunity came along for us to get Lightspeed on RBN. And that ran from December of 2015 to, I think it was April or May of 2016. And I tell you, I had the most fun of all the radio that I had done to that point with Steve. We had good chemistry together, and I just thoroughly enjoyed all the radio that we did. It was live, it was fresh, it was great, and we became really good friends, you know, from all of that. We became real close, and all of that kind of, you know, faded in kind of less than desirable way. We were supposed to get a few more shows, you know, before the transition to the new schedule, and we were only supposed to be there as a placeholder anyway, so it wasn't a big, huge deal. But I was disappointed. We only got 98 shows. So I was like, yeah, come on. Can we have two more shows? Look at that, even 100.
You guys have far made up for it by what you're doing on Open Forum, and I know that everybody, including myself, really enjoys listening to you guys every week. And let me have you give that website again for the listeners who don't know, and I'll just preface it by saying that Stephen Allen has produced a 2-hour documentary about AIDS and the fraud behind AIDS, which is really connected with the fraud behind COVID-19. And it is a phenomenally produced production. And everybody who has not watched that really should. And it shows just how professional Steve Starrs is. I mean, I was amazed when I watched this documentary at how well planned it was, how well written it was, how well produced it was. The people that were the scientists and the doctors and the chemists and biologists and others who were on that documentary it's just an amazing thing. So say that address again for the people who have not seen it and want to write it down, Dave.
Okay, that address is AIDSfraudvideo.com. And yeah, you are absolutely right. A lot went into that, an enormous amount of research and in care to detail. Steve's got a steel trap mind with all this stuff. He remembers all this stuff, and he keeps this in his mind a lot better than I do. It's amazing how he can keep track of all that stuff and the amount of work and tender, loving care that went into being able to produce that.
Mm-hmm,
it's amazing. Never really made any money, but mm-hmm. We reckon it probably saved a few lives, and that's kind of what we're.
Yeah, it is. It's quite a tribute to Steve and his talent. So let's talk a little bit more about you now, Dave. I'd like to have our listeners know a little bit more about what brought you into not just radio, but to the area of, you know, basically being somebody who is awake and wants to explore for the truth and doesn't necessarily just swallow everything that is piped out over the, you know, the corporate-controlled media. What would you say? I think, you know, maybe you and I were talking a little bit about this offline, and I think it's interesting that you mentioned that your father was a naval officer and was in intelligence, and that he used to talk about some things that kind of got your attention, made your eyebrows raise, and might have sparked your interest way back.
Oh, yes, absolutely. In the early 60s, he was stationed over in Turkey, and I don't really know all the things that he saw that really got him, you know, paranoid about all the crap going on in the world, you know, but he was talking about the Illuminati and the Trilateral and CFR and all that stuff, you know, back in the 70s, and, you know, we grew up with all these stories, you know, going on and on and on and on about that, so we always were, you know, watching out for that kind of stuff. You know, some people thought he was a little bit on the kooky side, but it turns out he was well ahead of the curve on all of that and wanted to get off the grid and be able to be independent of all this stuff. And all those plans didn't really come to complete fruition because he was a little bit ahead of schedule, probably by about 30 years. But God rest his soul, he raised us to be independent thinkers, not to just believe everything that we're told. And we understood that the media was lying to us even back then, that there was lots of cover-ups, lots of conspiracies, and they were absolutely real. You know, so I don't have this big waking up story. I was raised that way, and I'm very, very thankful for that. And I got a lot of my political leanings towards the paleoconservatism that, you know, my grandfather had. And, you know, I married that with, you know, my dad's skepticism on that. I've been paying attention to this stuff, you know, early on. So when Ruby Ridge happened, and then Waco, and then Oklahoma City, and then the first World Trade Center bombing, and the second 9/11, you know, we already knew false flags and all of that stuff. So it was the, oh, crap, I'm waking up now. What the heck is going on with this? And I spent a lot of time reading history. I spent more time in the library probably than, you know, outdoors playing sports, although there was a little bit of that too, you know, kind of missed those days a little bit. But the library was the mainstay. This was before the internet. And so all we had to do was go to the library and start reading books. And
so
there's a lot of knowledge out there.
So are you saying that your dad very forthrightly communicated with the family and said, hey, you know, or even to you personally, hey, son, things are not always as they appear. You should, you know, look below the surface?
Yeah, well, absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's absolutely what it was. So like I said, I was raised that way. I was raised awake. And I'm very thankful for that. I wasn't so thankful for that when I was a lot younger because it really kind of clashed with the world. But, you know, now having come full circle on that and realizing how much we are not of this world, but we're just, you know, travelers here trying to get through all this stuff, it makes a whole lot more sense. It's all really come together. And you talk about fate. Well, this is all, you know, part of that. You know, I see now in hindsight how all these steps, you know, from way back then all the way through to me sitting here in front of this microphone talking to you kind folks, you know, was kind of a fate kind of thing. And I'm so very thankful for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. You can see it, I think, most often in hindsight, more easily in hindsight. And, you know, for myself, I began to become aware that things were not always as they seem or as they are pretended to be. Probably around 20 years ago, a little less, one night when I was listening to Coast with Art Bell. I always have enjoyed that program, just very entertaining and interesting. And I remember around 2003, actually, so about 17 years now, he had a guest. I turned on the radio, and I love radio. I've always loved radio. And I heard this voice of a person talking, and this person, I didn't know who it was at first. And this person's talking, they're talking about democracy and political things and just different things, but this person was making so much sense and was so articulate. And I just was taken by how engaging this person was. And then come to find out as I listened for who it was, the person was David Icke. So I thought, wow, this guy's really smart, and he's making a lot of sense. He's really logical and methodical in his thinking. So then I purchased one of his books and read it. And as I read the book, though, I was like a little bit, you know, it challenged me because he really gets deep into a lot of different things. And some of the things that he shared, I felt like, that's just a little too much for me. You know, I can't quite conceive of that, you know. But he documents everything, and that's really responsible of him. So he doesn't just throw out a bunch of opinions. He actually footnotes and documents with, you know, original sources, everything that he writes. And he is an extremely intelligent person. He has a background in journalism as well, from the UK originally. And that's, you know, kind of what first got my attention, except I have to go back a little before that, and that was the actual events of 9/11. I remember not being awake at all before that, but sitting there, you know, feeling shell-shocked because I had to I had a business meeting early that morning in Salt Lake City and was hearing the reports of these planes hitting these buildings on my way to my meeting, like before 7 a.m. in the morning. And so then, you know, got out of my meeting, and they had a TV on in the office. And it was shown, then the Twin Towers had collapsed, at least the first one had, and we all just went home. And watching the, you know, the broadcasts of this whole thing unfolding, it just hit me like square between the eyes that something was off. This was not, something just wasn't adding up. What we were being told and what was supposedly happening in front of our eyes was not the truth. And, you know, part of it that was really obvious was when they said, you know, hours after this happened, they said they found the passports of these guys who supposedly had hijacked the planes. And they're saying they knew who hijacked these planes, like, really fast after this happened. And I'm like, this would normally take two weeks or 2 months of investigation to even come close to coming up with, you know, a theory of who might have done this. And then, you know, other things. There were just these other inconsistencies that my own brain was picking out. So I guess that was really when I started to wake up. And then David Icke came a little bit later. So we'll continue to talk about fate and experiences and the intersection of fate between our hosts and KHNC listeners when we return after these short, brief messages. And we'll be back on Brain Cleavage in 3 minutes. Don't go away. This is KHNC, 1360 AM, the Roar of the Rockies.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals Program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our Preferred Metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
Suffering from low T? Man up. Grab your rod and your wife. Come float the upper North Platte Valley in God's country. Sit in the hot springs after. Call Trout Tamers Outfitter at 970-460-8873 or book a trip at trouttamers.com. At the end of your trip, you can sit in the hot springs. She'll be happy. You'll be a legend. This has been a public service announcement from TT Outfitters.
Hello, I'm Dr. Maria Kurchevskaya, co-owner of Front Range Academy of Music, or FRAM for short. I have over 20 years' experience studying, performing, and teaching piano in Russia and the U.S. We offer lessons in piano, trumpet, and clarinet, as well as group lessons in music theory and history. To learn more, please visit our website, www.fr-am.com. Contact us to give your child the gift of music today.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Hello, I'm attorney Thomas Curry. My firm focuses on providing affordable, personalized estate planning for couples and individuals regardless of age or circumstance. When we first meet, we will identify what is important to you and your family, then discuss what legal tools could be a good match for your situation. Please visit my website, thomascurrylaw.com, to schedule your free consultation. Curry is spelled C-U-R-R-E-Y. I look forward to hearing from you.
We are thinking together today on Brain Cleavage, and I have with me today in this conversation Etheric Dave, who is the ridge running stump jumper from Arkansas, is what I like to call him because I like to tease him.
Hey.
I like to tease him. Welcome back. So, Dave, now if I haven't offended you so much that you decide to hang up, we were really getting into before the break. You know, just our individual stories about what kind of began for each of us to be the beginnings of our thinking for ourselves and realizing that there is kind of a official narrative and then there's a backstory, and they never match up. There's always a disparity between the two. And that's really a lot of what KHNC is here to help bring out. I mean, we that's really why journalism was considered the fourth estate in the United States. It's supposed to be there to serve the public and to investigate everything to make sure that the truth is coming out. But unfortunately, in the modern age, most of journalism, most of the media has been co-opted by corporations, major corporations, and they simply spout out the official narrative. So, you know, if you're a thinking person, you realize that there's more than the official narrative.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's always a lot more. And these agendas are always trying to cover this stuff up, and it's always spin and trying to kind of keep you on the reservation. And we're kind of tired of all of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you and I both had some experiences earlier in our lives. I've talked about that a little bit. And, you know, there are other things. Obviously, everything that happens to a person during their life helps to form who they are and what their worldview is and how they're motivated and that kind of thing. And, you know, we actually give up quite a bit personally to be radio personalities on an independent radio station. This isn't where the big money is. This isn't where, you know, the glass ceilings are found. This is a place where people come when they really want to make a difference and they believe that there's something important to say that requires an independent forum to say it. And that's why you and I are both here. I mean, that's what I would say. And
I think that's well put. I'm glad that we are here, and I don't think I'd be anywhere else, because I don't think I would have been able to, you know, go forward in life and be able to just go right along with all this nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was a little bit easier, you know, early on, because we were indoctrinated that the schools would teach us all these things and all this approved curriculum. Now I started, you know, finding out just how messed up all that was. You know, I had a really good high school history teacher. It was good enough to, hell, we skipped lunch to sit there and talk history with him. It was great. You know, we would talk about the hows and the whys and the nuances of it and learn a lot more about false flags and stuff like that. Oh, he was very knowledgeable on that.
Mm-hmm.
And up until that point, I really kind of was, you know, put off with this whole history and this curriculum. It's like, oh yeah, I'm memorizing all this stuff. And what is this really teaching? This is teaching us absolutely nothing. You know, but what we learned on the lunch break, you know, from him in the senior year is like, wow, this is incredible. You know, this history means something, and we learn something from that. And it really brings to life the thing, if you don't know your history, you're doomed to repeat it. And this is what we see going on in the world right now. We're repeating the same things over and over again because our history is being destroyed.
That's true, and on purpose. You know, you remind me, I had a history teacher, social studies history, in junior high that was very similar to that. And the guy just made things come alive, and he was interesting, and he was creative, and he was funny. And kids just learned from him because of the way he presented the material. And we went to the principal. We wanted to recognize this teacher. We wanted to give him accolades from the student body. And I remember when we did this, we actually took up a donation. We had a donation campaign for him, and we all, you know, just donated money, and then we bought him a gift, a really nice gift. It was a Black Hills Gold belt buckle, and it was really nice. It was pretty expensive. And then we asked the principal if he could help us to apply for student or for teacher of the year for this teacher. And I think that, you know, it was really funny because we talked to the teacher about it as well. And what we found out was that the criteria for becoming teacher of the year are really institutional or based on, you know, a process that is established by the establishment. And you have to do things that are considered worthy according to that system. You know, you have to like present at conferences and maybe do some publishing and do all these things that are recognized in the academic world to make you, you know, worthy. But it just having the love and affection and adoration of your students and their testimony that they're really, you know, learning, that doesn't really carry much weight. And that fits a lot with the narrative that David Icke espouses, I think. And that is, he says that the world is really a movie and certain players are orchestrating the movie, and they control the movie that you see by controlling the news, by controlling movies, by controlling all of the narrative around you. But that's not really reality. That's just what you are intended to see, to kind of control the perceptions that you have. And it's a certain, you know, small group of elite individuals who have control over that perception. And, you know, that's kind of the way it was when we found out how a person becomes Teacher of the Year as well. Very small group of people, very strict criteria, and it doesn't necessarily have a whole lot to do with the reality of what's, you know, what's really important.
No,
you know?
Very little to do with the reality.
It's very interesting, isn't it?
and it's a shame, too, because, you know, the teachers like that, like my history teacher, you know, they're really connected, you know, with us students. We're really the ones that should be, you know, held up as the example, because, you know, all this, you know, core curriculum stuff, which has gotten so much worse over the decades, you know, really didn't engage us. You know, we were so disconnected from all of that. And we didn't want to learn any of it. All we wanted to do is, you know, go out to recess or go, you know, play our football, that kind of stuff. And we didn't care about the whole learning stuff. But when you had teachers that actually engaged you and made it interesting, I love that kind of stuff. And you reach a lot more people and you change a lot more lives that way. Those people are heroes in my mind.
Oh, definitely. You know, I have my degree. My bachelor's degree is in education. And it's very interesting and important to me, the whole concept, the whole area of education. And it doesn't only incorporate public schools and little kids, big kids, as well as post-secondary education. But education should be something that's pervasive throughout the culture. Education should never end. It's something that people should continually work on throughout their whole lives. But look at the culture we live in. Are we encouraged to read books? Are we encouraged to really think? Or are we encouraged to, you know, get rid of our books and put everything on a handheld computer that sort of leads us around by the nose and, you know, and do things like going on Facebook where they tell us what the facts are and they don't even know what a standard of evidence is? I mean, hello, people. Let's wake up and think some more together today. We'll be back right after these next messages with Kara and Dave, Etheric Dave, on Brain Cleavage KHNC, The Roar of the Lion.
Hi, I'm Tom McGuire with Maxcom Corporation, a manufacturer of high-quality fiber optic RF video solutions. We support clients that are building video networks, whether a traditional cable operator, a broadcaster delivering signals to a cable provider, or large end users such as hospitals or universities building a campus video network. We also provide complimentary designs to confirm our customer requirements. Check us out at www.maxcomcorp.com.
Are you ready for that kitchen remodel, bathroom update, or new granite countertops and backsplash? Colorado Kitchen and Bath offers all the products from the floor to the ceiling. Do you know they also have a separate in-house floor covering department? Carpet, hardwood, tile, luxury vinyl plank, laminate, and more. This is truly your one-stop shopping experience, offering quality, service, and satisfaction since 1983, right here in northern Colorado. Colorado Kitchen and Bath proudly offers R.D. Henry cabinetry with multiple styles and finishes in their builder-grade, semi-custom, and custom cabinetry line. Call today for your appointment at 970-353-2890 or just click on ckbsales.com. That's 970-353-2890 or log on to ckbsales.com. R.D. Henry cabinetry from Colorado Kitchen and Bath. If you've been putting off that remodel, now's the time.
Hello, I'm Dr. Maria Kurchevskaya, co-owner of Front Range Academy of Music, or FRAM for short. I have over 20 years' experience studying, performing, and teaching piano in Russia and the U.S. We offer lessons in piano, trumpet, and clarinet, as well as group lessons in music theory and history. To learn more, please visit our website, www.fr-am.com. Contact us to give your child the gift of music today.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it." Join me every Sunday, 9 to 11 a.m., for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church on the new 1360 KHNC.
We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm.
No, we don't need any thought control, that's for sure, but there's a lot of it around us. So while I'm thinking of it, I'd like to introduce and welcome a new sponsor of mine, Dr. Maria Korczewskaja, and she is with the Front Range Academy of Music. You've heard her ads on the show today, and what you may not know is that she is actually married to my other sponsor, which is Thomas Curry of Thomas Curry Law Office. So welcome to Maria as being a sponsor of the program as well. And she is a doctorate of, I don't know her exact title, but she has a doctorate of music. And she would be somebody that I would highly recommend if you have children who want music lessons for piano or cornet or the other wind instrument that she mentioned, or perhaps adults as well. I'm not sure if she takes adults, but I would guess that she can handle teaching adults as well. So welcome, Maria. We're glad to have you be a part of Brain Cleavage. So Dave, back to the content here. We have talked about a little bit about ourselves. We want to be sort of transparent, talking about the way that fate has conspired to bring us together, to bring each of us who are hosts at this radio station together into this forum and to intersect with the lives of our listeners. And then we talked a little bit about, you know, the false narratives and the movie, as David Icke would say it, that's going on around us. And, you know, obviously lots of current issues that are going on right now that we know we're not getting the full story, we're not getting the full truth about. And this is a huge motivation for people like you, people like myself, and other hosts at this radio station to be on the air. We don't always have the 100, you know, the whole truth ourselves. You know, that's impossible. But we are thinking. We're critical thinkers. We're trying to do our best to investigate the field of information that's out there and to ask the questions that should be asked. I mean, that's really the job of everyone, is to ask questions. We have to be reminded so frequently that Lord Acton is the one who said, power tends to corrupt, and absolute power tends to corrupt absolutely. And that is a tenet of our system. And I do believe in having a system. I know I talked about voluntarism last week and the week before. I think philosophically it's valid that everybody is responsible for their own actions, their own values, their own behaviors. But you are going to come to a system no matter what you do. And it'll either be a mob or it will be something that is the best that we can do, like what we have in the United States, and then we have to fight for it, and it's definitely under attack. So we come to on the airwaves every week, and we fight for freedom. We ask questions. We examine things. We question things, and I think this is a more important time than ever to do that. And I'm really just, it's an outlet for me. I used to sit around worrying about things, and now at least I have a way to talk about them and do something about it. And Dave, you know, the first time I started voicing some of my worry was when I called your program before I was a radio show host.
Yeah, I remember. And the host, me, and Steve were like, wow, that was an amazing caller. Bernice remarked that, wow, that was a great caller. We were all like, we wish we had more callers like that. Little did we know, you know, how all that was going to play out. And we were talking about the cell phone. So my cybersecurity program, and that opened up a whole interesting chain of conversation that we'll probably get back on at some point, actually, to stuff and is talking about that, because that's something that's affecting all of this, because this grid is, this Facebook is not our friend.
Mm-mm.
You know, this is designed to poison society. And it was quite refreshing to have a caller, you know, so, you know, aware of all this stuff, and your concerns were just, you know, bang spot on. And I think we talked on the phone, oh, maybe about a month later, and I was poking. I just said, you need to come back on the air with me. We need to talk about these things, because you had such great questions that would be great radio. So at some point, we're going to do a cybersecurity show again together, and we're going to, you know, pick back up with the divorce of your cell phone, which you've been able to actually, you know, pull that off. So
ever since,
you're not just talking, you're doing it.
July 7th. July 7th was my divorce date from my cell phone. Yes, and it has been interesting. Yes, we should talk about that another time. And I appreciate you and Steve for taking my call that day. You know, ever since my husband and I built a vacation home here in Colorado, which has now become my primary residence in terms of the amount of time I spend here, I just have known. I've known something is up. Things are moving in a bad direction. And, you know, KHNC was the first radio station that I found. And I'm a radio person. So when I moved here and I moved in, one of the first things I did was buy a radio. And then I'm like searching for a radio station to listen to. And this was the one that I found that I really liked. And I've liked it even during the times when it was really struggling and the content of the programming was not hugely high quality at times, but there's still something very special about KHNC, and it's a safe place to explore things and to ask the difficult questions. One other of those questions I want to get out really today on this program is the issue of abortion. We've got a measure on the ballot coming up in this election called Measure 115, and that is on abortion. I'm a really strict pro-life person, and I feel I have more credibility than men do because I'm a woman, and not that men don't. Men need to speak out as well, but I have always been pro-life since I was 13 years old, and I saw actual pictures of what babies that have been sucked out of the uterus look like, and they have hands and fingers. They are human beings. Never was there a doubt in my mind ever since I saw that. Then I went and I got married right out of high school and went to college. And as I was a college student, a full-time college student, I got pregnant with my first child. I went to student health, had the pregnancy test. I had the blood test that's definitive. It's not just this little reagent that they do. And the blood test said, yes, you are pregnant. And then I followed up with a doctor and nurse, and the nurse was at student health, and she came into the room. I was 19 years old, and she said, yes, you are definitely pregnant. Now we need to talk about what you're going to do about it. And that was really offensive. So I'll finish that story when we come back from the break, and we will come back after these messages on Brain Cleavage. Stay with us.
Sick and tired of recycled top 40 over and over? Find unheard gems on the Bizarre Bizarre Vinyl Show, Saturday and Sunday night at 8 on KHNC.
Hey folks, in today's world of turmoil and change, how do you prepare for the next crisis? With propaganda-filled airwaves, who do you trust for the straight scoop? Our company, PacmanUSA.com, is built on 60 years of experience, truth, and integrity. We offer hard-to-get items covering a wide range of needs, things not found in the local big-box store. Visit us at PacmanUSA.com. That's PacmanUSA.com.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money. But lately, control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592. Or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Hello, I'm attorney Thomas Curry. My firm focuses on providing affordable, personalized estate planning for couples and individuals regardless of age or circumstance. When we first meet, we will identify what is important to you and your family, then discuss what legal tools could be a good match for your situation. please visit my website, thomascurrylaw.com, to schedule your free consultation. Curry is spelled C-U-R-R-E-Y. I look forward to hearing from you.
The Liberty Revolt is founded on strategies to engage in the culture war.
And to bring awareness to the threat of radical ideological subversion in the West, catch our weekly radio show on KHNC Sundays at noon.
LibertyRevoltMedia.com.
The roar of the Rockies.
And we're back with Brain Cleavage. When we went to the break, I was talking about my experience as a young married college student. And when the nurse came back in after reading the pregnancy test, she said, "Yes, you're definitely pregnant. You have the definitive test. There's no doubt you're pregnant. Now, we need to talk about what you're going to do about it." And I was just, my heart just fell. I couldn't believe it. I mean, I'm this pro-life woman who's been pro-life since I was in junior high, and I'm married, and it wouldn't matter if I was married or not. If I'd have not been married and I got pregnant, it would have been the same. It would have been, why is the first thing out of the mouth of student services personnel, we need to talk about what you're going to do about this? And this was in the Bible Belt. I went to college at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. So this was a horrible experience for me, and I just basically said to the woman, there's nothing to think about or talk about. You know, I'm pregnant. I'm having this baby. I'm married, and I was just almost speechless. And she said, I just so rarely hear anything like that. I'm so glad to hear that. But they had been obviously trained by whatever means or experiences to just have that reaction right away. And this was back in the 80s. So this is very disconcerting to me as a woman and as a Christian. And I believe in life. I believe that if we don't choose life as the Word of God says, then there are all kinds of consequences that are not preferable for that. And we see them all around us in our society. Now, I got pregnant again during my undergraduate program, and I had a female professor who did everything she could to help me and got me into a class that was a graduate level class because I needed everything to match up so that I could graduate. And we got special permission for me to take that class. I still had to fulfill the requirements of it, but I only got undergraduate credit for it. And I'll never forget I will just always be indebted to that woman and also to my ex-husband now, who really helped and supported me during that time. So I know what it is to have difficult situations, circumstances during pregnancy, and I am 100% pro-life. So vote yes on 115 on your ballots. Now we're going to end today with a song, and I'm going to invite everybody to sing. There's evil around us, but we have a voice. And so if you feel like singing along with it, go right ahead. It does make a difference. And God will not ever abandon us or forsake us, no matter how much evil is around us. We just simply have to stand. So go ahead, Jack. And thank you, Dave, for being my guest today.
Always, Kara. It's glad to be here.
Unto thee, O Lord.
Do I lift up my soul?
Do I lift up my soul?
Unto thee, O Lord.
Unto thee, O Lord.
Do I lift up my soul?
Do I lift up my soul?
O my God.
O my God.
I trust in thee.
I trust in thee.
Let me not be ashamed.
Let not my enemies triumph over me.
Yea, let none that way. Mm-hmm. Only be ashamed.
Only be ashamed.
Trust in thee.
I trust in thee.
Let me not be ashamed.
Let not my enemies triumph over me.
Show me thy way.
Show me thy ways.
Thy ways, O Lord.
Thy ways, O Lord.
Teach me thy path.
Teach me thy path.
Thy paths, O Lord.
Thy paths, O Lord.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me.
Remember not
Remember not
the sins of my
sins of my youth.
The sins of my youth.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I trust in you. Let me not be afraid. Let not my enemies triumph over me. See you next week, folks.
Howdy, folks. Have you ever thought about having your own backyard chickens? Now you have a source for certified organic, no GMO, no soy chicken feed. HappyHens.biz can even deliver, or you can pick up. Call me, Tim, at 303-829-5948, or go to HappyHens.biz for pricing and ingredients. At HappyHens.biz, we love HappyHens.biz, or call us at 303-829-5948.
Hi, KHNC listeners. Jerry Axon with Sears Real Estate. Please keep me in mind when you are ready to buy or sell, or if you have real estate questions. Another option is the lease with option to buy. The lease program is set up with a year-to-year lease and guarantees a fixed rent and purchase price for 5 years. Jerry Axum, 970-576-1089, 576-1089, jerry@searsrealestate.com.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
Rocky Mountain News Network, I'm Kristen Thoburn. Yesterday in a press conference, Governor Jared Polis says Colorado's moving three-day positivity rate for COVID-19 testing has exceeded 5%. That number has been readily identified as a threshold that indicates a need for greater oversight and intervention. Just yesterday, there were more than 1,000 new cases of the virus statewide, and the one-day positivity rate was 6.4%, which Polis called very alarming. There's currently 290 people being treated in Colorado hospitals for the virus, but the governor says he's concerned if those numbers don't go down quickly, that hospitals could reach or exceed capacity. He says the state is currently at a critical juncture with rising cases ahead of the holiday season, when families are likely to gather in larger groups. Polis says he will again extend the state's mask mandate and continues to urge other precautions like hand washing and social distancing. The Finance senatorial debate between incumbent Republican Cory Gardner and Democratic challenger John Hickenlooper was held last night on the CSU campus in Fort Collins.
The debate concluded with yes or no questions. The big one, they know each other well, and does each believe his opponent is moral and ethical? Gardner went first.
I have grave concern with Governor Hickenlooper.
It's a yes or no question, sir.
I have grave concern about his contempt. How he can stand in front of us and say there are only two charges.
We're not going to filibuster the yes or no. Thank you. Mr. Hickenlooper, do you believe that Mr. Gardner is a moral and ethical man?
Yes.
Each candidate was asked the same about the nation's current chief executive.
Do you believe that President Trump is a moral and ethical man, Mr. Hickenlooper?
No.
Mr. Gardner?
Yes. I wish he would be more specific.
Thank you.
In his communications to the American people.
Neither of the two Senate candidates have ever lost an election. 3 weeks from now, someone will lose, and I'm Jim Williams.
The Cameron Peak fire near Fort Collins had a flare-up last night due to high gusting winds, causing some new evacuations there. Windy and dry conditions today will continue to cause dangerous fire conditions across much of the state. I'm Kristen Thoburn.